This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Kara Hart. Peter Kinder has decided not to seek the Republican nomination for Missouri governor and will instead run for a third term as lieutenant governor. Marshall Griffin reports from Jefferson City.
In a written statement, Kinder says he's seeking re-election in order to continue serving as the state's chief advocate for senior citizens. He states that his office has been, quote, cleaning up the mess of the Nixon administration's failure to timely provide assessments to seniors waiting to be approved for home care services. Kinder also endorses St. Louis businessman Dave Spence for governor, saying that he's the GOP's best chance for unseating Democrat Jay Nixon. Kinder's aspirations for governor suffered a blow following revelations this summer that he frequented a strip club in the 1990s. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Fellow Republicans Brad Lager, Chris McKee, and Michael Carter are also running for lieutenant governor, although McKee's campaign has also stated that an official announcement was pending. A Kansas City charter school isn't giving up after losing the university sponsor it needs to operate. The Urban Community Leadership Academy said today it will look for another sponsor or an educational management company. Under state law, Missouri charter schools must have a sponsor, typically a university. The rural economy in 11 Midwest and Great Plains states appears to be on the upswing. A survey of bankers released Thursday finds the farm economy growing at a very healthy pace. Columbia College is joining forces with schools across Boone County. KBIA's Casey Kirshner tells us how the new partnership will help out the college students and teachers involved.
Columbia College and some Boone County schools signed an agreement Wednesday that will allow education students to observe and teach classes in any school district in the county. Columbia College spokesperson Terry Smith says these partnerships could open up more job opportunities for the students.
When you actually have that experience in one of the schools and you do well, then they're going to be waiting for you to finish so they can hire you. So we're very pleased with the prospects of what these partnerships can do for our students.
The students are not the only ones who are benefiting from the arrangement. Teachers who host students in their classrooms can take free master level courses at the college. Erica Neville is the Director of Alternative Education for Columbia Public Schools. She says this partnership also helps take some of the burden from the regular teachers at Douglas High School, one of the schools that signed Wednesday's agreement.
And my particular building is important because we also get more help in the building working with our students. And it helps our faculty to go back in and stay fresh.
The new partnership also added Tolton Regional Catholic School, Ridgeway Elementary School, Columbia Independent Schools, and all public schools in Centralia School District. Casey Kirshner, KBIA News.
Missouri head football coach Gary Pinkel has pled guilty to a Class B misdemeanor charge for driving while intoxicated Wednesday night. He received a 30-day suspended sentence in Boone County Jail. According to online court records, Pinkel will serve 2 years of unsupervised probation. In a statement to fans, Pinkel says, among other things, missing the graduating senior's final home game Saturday will be the most difficult in his professional life. Kara Hart, KBIA News.